This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is not ready to talk about his political future just yet. The Democrat promised to continue making Illinois a safe haven and an ally to vulnerable and marginalized communities after Donald Trump's win earlier this week. Pritzker says the state has gotten a lot done in recent years, like enacting statutory protections for people seeking abortions. He says he loves doing that work as governor, but can't say whether he will try for a third term in 2026.
We had to defend Illinois against an awful lot of policies that the Trump administration was imposing. And so I think that work is going to continue. And I don't have anything to announce today.
Speculation about Pritzker's ultimate political goals increased this year when he interviewed to be Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate. The Chicago Department of Public Health doesn't have the budget to reopen more mental health clinics next year. When he was running, Mayor Brandon Johnson vowed to reopen clinics that closed years ago. He's reopening one on the south side, but other plans are on hold. Dr. Simbo Ige is Chicago's public health commissioner and tells WBEZ she needs to scale back.
We don't have all the resources to continue to operate the way we have been operating. So we are trying to be adaptive to our current reality and better utilize the assets that we do have.
For example, nurses already visiting families with newborns can also screen for mental health issues like depression. More than $500 million in grants are set to end in 2026. That's the majority of the public health department's budget. The son of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan surfaced in a profanity-laced secret FBI recording. Prosecutors in Madigan's racketeering conspiracy trial played a recording of son Andrew Madigan talking to the ex-speaker's co-defendant Michael McLean. McLean is updating Andrew Madigan on efforts to get a friend hired at People's Gas and that the utility was complaining it was feeling pressured. McLean ridicules the gas utility about its anxiety over the apparent job ask for Madigan's orbit.
I just love these people that they're in a regulatory body, right? And they're offended if people ask for favors. Hello? Dumb shit.
Yeah, I get it.
Andrew Madigan and People's Gas have not been charged. After months of closures and delays, the Ohio-based grocer Yellow Banana reopened two remodeled Save-A-Lots on the city's far south side this week. Residents in Morgan Park say that they're glad to have another grocery store option in their neighborhood.
Usually this is a lot easier for people that live in the neighborhood. They don't have to worry about catching the bus like they used to before to go to Jewel's or someplace else.
And I usually had to go to General Dollar over there to get my food and stuff over there, but it wasn't getting, they didn't have much here, and I couldn't get the fresh fruits and vegetables that I need.
This is convenient for me, but when I do big shopping, I go to Jewel.
The first thing is just, it's more modern, But the biggest thing is the amount of things they have now. Before, it was really bare.
That was Sylvester Hudson, Flora Halstead, Patricia Bradley, and Jennifer Lee. Some more things you should know today. All six of the current mayoral appointed Chicago school board members could stay on the school board when it's reconstituted in January. This comes after Chicago voters on Tuesday picked 10 elected members for that new board. The mayor still gets to appoint 11 additional members, but each appointed member has to come from the opposite side of their voting district as the district's elected member. Mayor Brandon Johnson guessed the winners almost perfectly, which would allow the current members to be retained. In other Chicago public schools news, the district is giving students another week to apply for a spot in the city's high school for next fall, as well as for seats in magnet, selective enrollment, and charter elementary schools. The GoCPS application deadline is extended 1 week to November 22nd. Students are guaranteed spots in their neighborhood schools, but high school students especially are encouraged to apply to a program that meets their needs or interests. A person of interest has been taken into custody in connection with a fatal shooting at Navy Pier this week that killed two men. The Sun-Times reports police announced the arrest yesterday. Police say he is a former employee of a subcontractor at the pier who was fired in mid-October. The investigation into the incident is ongoing. Today's weather, there will be plenty of sunshine, and the high will reach 61 degrees. Tomorrow, we're expecting mostly cloudy skies. That's it for The Rundown. If you like the show, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.